Good evening. I'd like to call to order this Medina Township Trustees regular meeting. The time is now 7:06 and the date is June 23rd of 2022. Could I get a roll call?
Mr. Johnson?
Here.
Mr. Eastwood?
Here.
Mr. Christopher?
Here.
All right, if I could have everybody stand up to do the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, if we could just have a moment of silence for our first responders, both here at home and abroad. All right. Good evening, everybody. So first thing on our docket tonight is going to be approval of payroll. So I would like to make a motion to approve payroll with check date of 06/24/22. The total amount will be $38,818.41 with total deductions, withholdings, and liabilities at $7,782.68, and we'll present these two pages as reference.
Second.
Any discussion? Can I get a roll call?
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Approve appropriations. I will move to adopt resolution number 06232022-038 to approve the appropriation status dated 6/23/2022 and incorporate this 14-page document by reference.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
So right now we're going to skip down to approval of accounts payable. So I'd like to make a motion to approve accounts payable with dates of 6/10/2022 going to 6/24/2022, of electronic checks 46-2022 and going to 50-2022, with physical check being 32215 and going down to 32237. For a total amount of $121,822.35.
Second.
I'd like to add this one page as reference. Got the second. Any discussion on this? All right. Can I get a roll call?
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye. Item number 7. Thank you, then.
We're going to do approval of bank reconciliation. So I'd like to make a motion to approve our bank reconciliation for a date of 5/31 of 2022. And then we'll incorporate these three pages as reference.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood? Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Aye.
Just something to mention on that. I don't know if you guys remember from last month, there was that bank charge from PNC.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yes, it was.
It did not get cleared up until just this week. So
But it did get cleared up.
It did get cleared up.
Thank you.
That's on, but you'll still see it on the May one, obviously.
So we'll
but it's cleared on the June. But I would like to get that account closed now. So. Because this is going to be something that will be an ongoing at this point, so it's time to close it down. So at any point, I just need two of you to sign off on the check, and we can scan it right through the to the Westfield account now. So,
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, I'm just trying to read this real quick. All right, here we go. I'd like to make a motion for a fund reallocation resolution. It's going to be 0623-2022-039. Actually, no, let me rephrase that. I will move to adopt resolution number 0623-2022-039. To reallocate $6,300 from line 2191-210-211-0000 with $2,000 going to line 2191-220-319-0000, $300 going to line 2191-220-322-0000, $4,000 going to line 2191-220-353-0000, reallocate $7,600 from line 2273-110-319-0000 to line 2273-330-319-0000. Reallocate $40,000 from line 2031-330-319-0000 with $20,000 going to line 2031-330-323-0000 and $20,000 going to line 2031-330-353-0000.
Second.
Any discussion? I'm about to crash. All right. Can I get a roll call?
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
If anybody asked me to repeat that.
You didn't miss any numbers.
I know, it was like stressful.
That was really great.
You got a few really
young. Hey, I can't barely see tonight. And my eyes are starting to water.
Because that one time we missed a zero and came back and said redo it the next meeting. Good job, Chuck. A loud zero.
Oh, man, I think I lost more hair. All right. That wasn't so much fun. Let's do it again. All right. I will move to adopt resolution number 0623-2022-040 for Medina Township to elect to use the American Rescue Plan Act standard allowance and its presumption of revenue loss due to the public health emergency and to use the amounts authorized herein to fund government services and incorporate this four-page document by reference.
Second.
Any discussion on this one? All right. Roll call.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Eastick?
Aye.
All right, now we're going to be at purchase orders and training requests. Does anybody have any POs?
I have a purchase order.
All right.
Dated 6/23/2022. Department ARPS. The vendor, Illis Architects Incorporated. The description is architectural services for a 48x80 new addition to the service department building. The amount is $7,600.
Second that. Any discussion? Can I get a roll call?
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
All right. Any other ones?
No.
Doug, do you have any?
I've got one.
All right.
It's hard, but it's part of the job.
Oh, okay. I'll just put that up front.
Yeah.
Okay. I have a purchase order. The money will be taken from the ARP fund, and it is dated 6/22/2022. It's for the police department. Its vendor is Akron Uniforms. And
at the beginning, make a motion. So I'd like to make a motion.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't. Okay. I'd like to make a motion to approve a purchase order. The money will be taken from the ARP money fund. It is dated 6/22/2022. It's for the police department. The vendor is Akron Uniforms. The total, and it's for the new officers, Tom Carlo and Juana Clark. The amount is $2,994.02.
Second.
No discussion? Can I get a roll call?
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fine. And then, hey, this doesn't, I don't believe this covers their vests.
I'm not sure, because I called up Todd to take them out. I don't know if this covers the vest or not.
Yeah, I don't think they usually come from Akron Uniforms. We get those out of a place
know.
In Berea.
I think it's a different group.
Yeah, but, we should probably find that out soon, because I think they're starting, I believe, before our next meeting.
Yes, they will be.
So I don't know, maybe they're bringing us from, well, I know, I don't know, we should probably find that out.
No, okay.
We'll find that.
I'll talk to them.
I'll find out.
All right. I'd like to make a motion to approve our revenue status as of 5/31 of 2022, and I will incorporate these 7 pages for reference.
Second.
Can I get a roll call?
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Make a motion to approve our fund status as of 5/31 of 2022, and we'll incorporate this one page for reference.
Second.
I get a roll call.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
All right, department head comments. Start with Denny today.
You guys have got an email from the guy on Shady Brook about speed.
Yes.
The no-through trucks. There is a no-through truck sign up there. No trucks allowed up there. I went up there today and looked at it. So there is a sign for that, but there is no speed limit sign because they took it down.
Did somebody take it down?
Well, the construction did.
Oh, okay.
Because they got that all tore up all the way on both sides. So I was looking at it, and I can put one up past the commercial area there. You know, the doctor's offices are, as long as you guys give me approval, we'll put one up. So 25 mile an hour. It'll be in the residential section.
I would move to give Denny approval to put the 25 mile an hour sign back up in the area of interest.
So moved.
I would agree with that. Second. Absolutely.
Second.
Second.
Second. All right.
Roll call.
Yeah, roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Thank you, Denny.
In Toss Your Trash Day, I told you I'd get you an update on what we made and what it cost us. Still waiting on invoices to come in, so I'll have that hopefully by next meeting.
Thank you.
And Mr. Krepp had asked about the cross culvert. No, the cross culvert down by his house.
Okay.
I did call the county on that for you. So hopefully they'll come out and patch it in.
Yes, did I? 3 weeks ago.
Well, I called him yesterday again, and I had another guy call me today. So okay.
Thank you.
We'll see what comes about that.
Thank you.
I think that's all I got for now.
All right. Thanks.
Hey, Johnny, did you see that we did get a couple of checks in, too, from the Toss Your Trash? Did you see those? They came in May.
So.
Yeah, the Toss Your Trash from the scrap notes.
Yeah, you saw those.
Yeah, I
okay.
Those.
I just wanted to make sure you
know.
Okay.
Yeah. What were you saying there?
All right. Chief Walters?
Thank you, Ms. Chairman. Just a few quick things. The new mower and cordless blower are working splendidly. We just wanted to say thank you for that. Thank Penny for getting those there for us. I know you played a role behind the scenes for us. We appreciate it. We have just started flushing hydrants in the two townships. It's a little different now the last couple of years, so when we're flushing the hydrants, we're not flowing very much water, so that helps keep damage down, but more importantly, people generally don't notice if they don't get brown water and things like that in their homes. But just so you know, if you see them out there, especially on some of the busier roads, give them a little room. The orders have been placed for the computer and the installation. That was approved at the last meeting that I was at. Nick got me those orders yesterday, I believe it was. So those are placed for the computer and engine 6. And then lastly, we're looking to hire part-time firefighter EMTs. We did a test last month. We had 11 or 12, I believe, originally. And the interview committee just finished up. And they recommended 6 of those to move on. All 6 of them look pretty promising. So, if they're able to get through the rest of the process, we'd like to take them all. If we're able to. So, the next step will be interviews with the chief. So they'll interview with me between now and July 1st, and then we'll go from there. But just go to the order for you. That's all I have.
All right, thank you. Elaine?
I had sent each one of you, the trustees, an email just saying that I don't know if you got a chance to sign the submittals that are on the back table. That's all I have, if you could do that.
All right, appreciate it. Mm-hmm. All right. All right, going on to, that is all everything for, that's an old business. We're going to talk about the Route 18 multi-use path status. Imagine that with a little bit of you in there.
Denny and I got to meet with a young man representative for the state regarding a multi-use path that has been in discussion. We found actually there's a set of prints in the back there that maps the whole thing out very, you know, as a photograph. So, and there's a little over a mile of multi-use path that we would be responsible for. The gentleman explained that the state was going to do all the installation, as well as they would do all the hard repair if there's failures. However, the townships were to maintain and do the small maintenance of such. Montville has engaged us, however, the head guy's on vacation, so I couldn't talk to him the last couple weeks. He's out for about a month. But they were talking about they had to do a section, they would handle it, and it's big enough they can run a pickup truck, so it's not like a UTV type of thing. We were just trying to avoid getting ourselves in the spot where we had to hire somebody when it's so hard to get people anyway, and it seems like they're going to work with us. I got a hold of Leslie, who's the DOT representative behind the project, and asked her to send us a copy of an agreement to take it to the next level, so we knew exactly what it is that they're asking us for. They just sent that yesterday.
Yeah, just got it.
I think you may have been copied on it. So it's something to take a look at. I wasn't going to talk about it tonight because we just got it.
Right.
But it gives us some specific details to look at, and that'll be followed up with another conversation. But I think that maybe next meeting we'll have time to have talked about it or looked at it ourselves. And take a look and see what we can do. They're wanting to move forward, but we'll also submit it to the prosecutor to take a look at as well. So
is this going to be like trimming along it in the growing season and snow plowing in the wintertime?
We got to look at that agreement and see exactly what all's involved there.
Okay.
You know, because that's part of Denny's concern.
That's the way I read it, Bruce. Grass is encroaching on it.
Well, I mean, it makes, you know, just sort of makes sense.
It's going to be a lot of maintenance, that the township's going to have to absorb if they do decide to do it.
Any kind of price tag?
It's way too early to
figure
that time-wise out. You know, Denny's question was, if we didn't approve it, who would take care of it? I mean,
well, that's what I was going to ask. If we didn't ask for it and we said no, you know?
Well, that's conversation that we have to have. I mean, I'm thinking all those properties that it runs in front of already were taking care of that property, whether it's Bueller's, whether it was whatever. So why would we want to engage in mowing that? And I would think that, I believe in the path, personally. I think it's a good safety item. I think it's a service for the community, as opposed to people walking along Route 18 any time of year, you know, good deer, bad deer. But I think it's due diligence is important. Maybe we have conversations with the people, the vendors in the area, and the property management companies. That's probably who we really should talk to and say, you've already been maintaining this forever. Will you continue maintaining?
And this doesn't exist right now, right?
What's that?
This path is not there right now.
It's not there now.
No, right. He said like 2025 or something, didn't he?
Yeah, it's a ways off.
It's a ways off. I just would be curious to actually see a rendering of it that's going to see exactly where it's going, and
I believe that's up there in this picture. I can show it to you. It's a massive, massive thing. It's not small. It'll stretch from me to Bruce.
Gotcha.
But you can definitely unfold that and take a look at it. They have a somewhat of a path out there now, but it's horrible. I mean, I'm sure that's just a temporary thing that's, you know, might be good for the motocross bikes,
did they really have trim around and snow plow it, or were they just like cutting the grass? And
my perspective was all we were going to be responsible for was just salting it and plowing the snow.
Well, is it going to be an asphalt path though,
it's
right?
Going to be an asphalt path,
so then you also will probably have ceiling on it.
What's that?
I thought he said concrete.
There was a
great
discussion
whether it would
be asphalt or concrete.
Yeah, we'll have to revisit that.
I don't know which, whatever, don't tear the bicycle tires up, of course, you know, is what they said.
I think it'll spell it out in that agreement.
Okay. We'll look at it and we'll discuss it. Okay, fair.
Okay, that's all I really have on that.
All right.
Excuse me, isn't that going to be in the road right away? So that's the state's problem, not ours.
That's why the state's putting it on us, because they don't want to deal with it, Alice.
Well, I know that, but the township has been telling the state for probably 5-10 years or more, at least, that we are not interested in maintaining it. And Chuck makes a very good point. That property is already being maintained by the businesses, even though they don't necessarily have to, but they do it to make their businesses look good. But they're putting it in on their property. Road right-of-way is not ours. Why do we have to maintain it?
not a bad conversation.
Yeah, let's take a look at it. Yeah, now we can better formulate a plan.
And for what it's worth, Montville, not that we got to compare apples and apples, they've already signed the agreement.
Right.
So, but their portion's like this and ours is like this.
Chuck, are you going to be at the next meeting, the next regular meeting?
That's going to be 4th of July week, no.
Yeah, and I didn't think so. Do you want this on, do you want, how fast do you want to do this? Did you want to do this at the tax budget meeting or push it?
Well, it's not going to be till.
It's not something we have to have right away.
All right, is that it then on that?
Yes.
Okay, so new business, trustee comments.
I'll be brief. I got just a couple. Really one, Tom Krepp had advised us at a previous meeting about a race that was coming through the area. I, for one, fell unadvised to when it was, what it was. However, during the course of that day, when all traffic in Medina was rerouted every which way, and all the people were watching from Blakesley Park, I realized that this mini cannonball run with vintage vehicles was taking place, and it was absolutely cool. I was on the west side of Medina when they came through and they parked, and I found a little bit more out about it. All that to only say, I think that next year when that comes into being, it would be a tremendous thing for us to promote as best we can, because you just don't see that kind of thing every day. And there was 130 some vintage vehicles come through there. Not allowed to have cell phones. It's really, you know, nostalgic.
It won't come next year though.
It goes different places,
yeah.
And that's.
Well, it may be 10 years before they come back through this area.
It's a huge swing and a miss, and I wish I'd have picked up something somehow sooner, but I never connected the dots after you mentioned what you said, and kept waiting to see it come up in the paper, and I meant, if it was there, I missed it. So.
It was there after the fact. It was in the paper before it happened.
So, anyhow, very very cool event. If you got to see it, that's great. And if you missed it, try to do better next decade.
Is that it for you?
That's it.
All right. You got anything?
Other than that, as was stated with the uniforms, we have two new police starting. We had one resign, so now we're finally up one. And we will put on the second person, second officer, so they can start right after the first of the year. So hopefully we can swear in the second officer or another officer before the end of the year, so they can start right after the first of the year, and that will put us up to the complement of what we said we were going to get to. That'll give us the 12 full-time officers. That's it.
All right. Well, I should take this time to be my Medina Township Community Day moment, so I might take a few moments on this one. So an update on what's going on. We're still struggling with music. I wanted to do live music. I didn't want to have a DJ or anything else like that. I do have a couple people who say they have somebody, and I have a church, but they haven't 100% committed. It's just like, oh, yeah, but I'm still waiting for that paperwork. So that is one of my concerns I'm working on. The second thing is food. Originally, we were kind of throwing out there, like doing like $1 a hot dog and $2 for burgers. We've decided to take the money that we're making from the event and from the sponsorship and just buy the burgers and hot dogs. We actually have somebody donating some hot dogs also to the thing, Destiny Farms. So the food part's good, but with including the hot dogs and the burgers, we're thinking that we might want to get some chips or something else like that, just so we kind of round it out, just so that people aren't just walking around with a burger. The banners. Denny, I got these three banners, and we put the dates on them for you.
Three more?
And we called and complained because the banners didn't have grommets across the bottom. So I took them to my shop and I grommeted them, and they sent me three more new ones. So now I have six. So I'm hoping that once I get them with the dates on them, if you can find some spots. I was even thinking maybe in the tree lawn of the police department, if we could get some on the farther sides of the town, you know, I don't know. But surprise, I got six.
Get permission to do it.
So, well, can I have permission for the police department? I don't know what else. but needless to say, I have six, so I don't know where we can put them. But Ian, if we could talk to somebody over in the Weymouth area. I know that they put the Weymouth Day banners up, there'd be one over there. And then we'll just figure it out, but it's, you know, three of them for free. I just want them to...
Where are you putting the three that you have now?
We have, did you put the one up at three and...
One at 18 and 71, one at the corner of Fenn and three, and then one at the Blakeswood Park driveway going in.
Do we have one that we can put up at Hamilton and three? Because I know you had to toss your trash.
They may have put one there. I don't know where my guys put them. I just gave them to them, told them to put them up.
Okay, I didn't see one over there yet, but...
I can put one of these over there.
All right, cool. Yeah, once I get them done, I just haven't had time to even... I was actually surprised, when I opened it up, I was surprised to see three. I was expecting one, so...
Yeah, let me know when they're here.
All right, so then the other thing is we got 50 signs in, and Elaine, how many do you have left in your, just all 10?
I have the 10, yep.
So that's basically all I have left then. I might be stealing some, so I got a debate on if we want to get some more of those, because those flew fast. I don't know if you've seen any around town. I don't feel like there's a lot out, but obviously there's almost 40 out there, so just they didn't go as far as I was hoping. The other thing, BW3s wants to do a sponsorship, but what she needs to, she wants to do $250, but she needs a sponsorship sheet. So she's like, do like for $250, you're a bronze sponsor, $500, you're a silver sponsor, and like $1,000, a gold sponsor. But she wants to have some type of sheet on township letterhead just so that she can turn it in so that she can write us the check. She wanted to pay by credit card, but we don't take credit card. So I wanted to get your guys' permission to write up a form with our letterhead and put those sponsorship levels on there and then send her.
So moved.
All right.
Okay. Yep.
Second.
Yep, second.
All right. Can I have to get a roll call on that? Roll call, please.
Mr. Johnson.
Aye.
Mr. Christopher.
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood.
Aye.
All right, so what we'll do is we'll make up a sponsorship sheet for that. A couple of the vendors, again, everybody in this thing is from the township, their businesses in the township. They asked me if they could sell stuff at the thing. I know they're all licensed and got vendor's license. I didn't see a problem with that. I just told them no alcohol.
Right.
So did anybody have an issue with that?
So, I don't have a problem with it.
Like some people have t-shirts.
Is there any reason why it wouldn't be permitted?
Well, I don't think so, as long as they have...
Yeah,
as
long as they're better. Yeah. Okay, and then the final thing on the community day is I have four realtors who live in the township and they work from home now. But she said technically their main office is in Fairlawn, but she was asking if they could be a part of our community day. So I didn't know where that gray area would be, because I mean, realtors work from home and all over the place. I wasn't going to be really nitpicky on it, but you know, this thing is to sponsor and support township businesses. I just wasn't sure about that gray area when people work from home and stuff like that. And they were cool either way, right. So. But that was a new one for me. I didn't think of, you know, the realtors, you know.
Well, does this fall sort of under the, what you talked about with Armstrong wanting to do something, but they're not, you know, they're...
Well, Armstrong is a service for,
I understand, but
well, that, under
I,
that
I,
guy,
the
that would
these
make
realtors
sense.
Are servicing the township.
Right, yeah. And four of them live in the township, so.
I would be fine with that.
Okay. I don't see a big thing.
I didn't see it. I mean, for year one, too, with the size of everything, you know, I don't think it's going to be a big thing. So
yeah,
I'll give her a call.
If we find out there's a big thing, we can change it next year, right?
Right.
Oh, before we go, what type of music are you looking for?
Everything but death metal. You know, I mean, I'm not really picky. I just want to have something that's nice that we're envisioning a picnic and you're sitting down, you can listen to country music, you can listen to oldies, you can listen to 60s, 70s.
No, I know somebody that plays and
we're not even asking them to play for the whole 10 to 4, even if they want to take an hour slot or a 2 hour slot or something like that and intermediately. It's just, I would prefer to, there's something nostalgic about having live music.
Okay.
So that's all.
I can at least talk to the guy.
Yeah, let them know. I got a couple calls out to a couple people, and that's it on that. The other thing for trustee comments is just checking emails and correspondences throughout the week with all our residents and everything. I have one particular resident who does not like fireworks, so she's been asking me about if we're looking at doing a resolution. to ban the fireworks and everything else like that. My big thing on that is we haven't heard anything from the sheriff's department. We could do it on our own, but this is really the only complaints that I've had. I know I've heard the fireworks going off. My big thing is with the new resolutions for the state of Ohio, that they've picked the dates, you know, that you're allowed to celebrate with fireworks. So when somebody is not using it on those dates, I would like our police department to kind of enforce that a little bit. So, you know, even if it's just, you know, a verbal warning or something like that, but set them off at 11:30 at night and all that other stuff on weekends that aren't designated, there should be some type of reprimand.
I've talked to our police department, I've also talked to other police departments, and what I'm concerned is, on a day like that, you say, well, we're going to ban it, and there's 9,000 residents shooting off fireworks. The police, are their time is going to be spent running around looking at fireworks and maybe not doing something much, I'll say, more important.
Well, that's where Terry had brought up at the one trustees meeting that we had over in Sharon. You know, it's like, that's why they want to have a course, you know, a plan of course for the whole entire county. And my big thing is, I understand on 4th of July and stuff like that, you ain't going to stop it. But it's on these rogue weekends and nights where people are just shooting things off. And I mean, some of these things are bombs. I mean, we've had the building shake at our place. Yeah. I don't know who's been setting them up in my area, because by the time you look up, they're gone. But it's those repeat offenders that are doing it on off days and times that irritate me.
Right. Well, my concern becomes how do you enforce it, and how can you be consistent? And the only thing I could see, like disturbing the peace type of thing, that's where I think it would fall under, as opposed to just banning fireworks. And then repeat offenders ought to be able, the residents ought to be able to say, hey, my neighbor's doing this on a regular basis. They got to be willing to make a complaint. Most of the ones I've talked to won't.
Right. Well, even that's so. Nice thing that people got cell phones now, too, is they can at least document some stuff like that. Again, my big thing is it's the repeat offenders. It's the guy shooting it off at midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning. You know, it's
the state has defined certain days.
Mm-hmm.
So those should be sort of set in this category. Then you've got the other days. Which, yeah, I hear some fireworks going off occasionally, but by the time you get there, they're done going off.
Right. The only way I think you could do it,
to say that
you have to have that habitual repeat person that you can catch on a regular basis, because just somebody shooting one off, it's almost impossible. But
I also know of one police department, I'm not going to say who it is, but they said, okay, we're going to ban them. And what they said was, we get a complaint, drive down the street, say we can't find them, and keep on going. Because again, they've got more important things to do. They'll respond to the call, in essence, but they're really not going to sit there and question people and try to find things out.
And if there are problems, I didn't mean to cut you off. I just did. I apologize. But since I did, if they're going to have that habitual offender, those people probably will make enough mistakes to address them. You know, so that's a possibility still. But it's like if you got somebody that's going to have an accident and you need someone to direct traffic, I want them to be available to go there. They should be.
And that's my point. I'm really talking about these days that the state set aside.
Yeah,
the others are already illegal.
Yeah,
the others are already illegal. So, I mean, it's a moot point. You know, they're illegal, and somebody wants to report them, then we should respond to it. You know,
and that's what I think I was getting at.
Pardon?
And that's what I was getting at.
Yeah.
You know, it's the repeat offenders when they're not doing it on the days that are designated and the hours, too. So, all right, is that it for trustee comments?
Yep.
All right, I'm going to go into approval of previous minutes. So let's see here. I'd like to make a motion to approve the June 9th of 2022 regular trustees meeting. All trustees were in attendance.
Second.
All right, can I get a roll call?
Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastman?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Thank you.
Like only one set of minutes in here?
Isn't that nice? It's a beautiful thing.
There's no more to do.
Get used to it.
It's an inside joke.
We can hold off for a while so you can get married again.
Don't do that. We like this way.
Sorry.
Now it's kind of like boring now, right?
It's a beautiful boring.
Okay, I'd like to make a motion to approve our department reports for May of 2022. The police have a single-sided 4 pages, zoning has double-sided 6 pages, service department has single-sided 1 page, and the fire has a single-sided 2 page for a total of 13 total pages.
Second.
Can I get a roll call?
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
All right, open zoning commission position discussion. So we had one of our zoning members move on us. So we have another opening for our zoning commission. Do we want to put an advertisement out for that?
I believe so. I think so, yes.
All right. So I'd like to make a motion then to let the public know about our zoning, open zoning commission position. We can post it on our Facebook page and our web page. Is there anything else that we can post? That's good.
Second.
All right. Can we get a roll call?
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
If you're going to put a deadline on that or
just until it's filled. Yeah. Route 42 detour maintenance agreement discussion.
So, do you have any input on that? I think I saw one comment that you came through.
There's one error.
Two roads don't intersect other than that.
Right.
They presented something and it's...
This is 2025 also or something.
And they said that one's going to be going from over there by Tractor Supply. Is that where it's going to start? And then go all the way down?
Sleepy Hollow.
Yeah, that's a good distance, ain't it? That's...
Well, that would be going up north.
Yeah.
Correct.
From us all the way up north. Yeah.
That'll make people happy. Were they going to make it a four lane?
That'd be good for... That'd be good for a couple of venues.
Just resurfacing it.
Oh, they're just resurfacing? Okay.
All right.
Like they did Route 3.
Okay.
So is there anything else that we have to discuss on this at this moment?
There is a form that they need an answer by July 8th, I believe, what the impacts of the detours are going to be. So
yes.
If it's, you know, going to impact ball games on Fenn Road, whatever the business impacts are.
I think the business impact's going to probably be the most.
Yeah, so they're looking for some type of response on the
All right.
Impacts. I think that falls on you and Denny then.
We'll pick that up. Mm-hmm. Won't we, Denny?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Medina County Safety Council enrollment discussion. Who's got information on that one? I have not seen anything on that one.
Well, I saw an email going back and forth, so I think, and I don't know, did you get a chance to talk to Doug, or are we just talking about this right now?
Yeah, we're just talking about it now.
Okay, so we used to do these safety council lunches. They would get us a rating discount of 2%. You had to go to at least 16 a year,
ten,
right?
10.
Oh, 10, okay. Yeah. Oh, and they're $16 a lunch.
Yes.
Okay. We didn't do it last year because we had so many claims that we were told we weren't going to qualify for the discount anyways. So they've lightened up the restrictions on getting the discount. However, we went, you know, so Nick and I were looking at what we paid in the last couple of years, and the 2% pretty much equals what the discount
that
is.
That was the point of my email.
So it's not worth it then?
It's really not worth it.
It's like a break-even thing.
Dollar-wise.
Right.
It's still probably, when is safety a bad thing? But it wasn't really going to be a money saver, per se.
Right. It would be something to look at, though, going, you know, to keep our eye on, because as our payroll goes up, which it's going to do, you know, between raises and bringing new people in, that may change.
That will impact.
You know?
Sure.
So it should be something we evaluate annually.
Is that something where all, like, do we join it as a township or as multiple individuals as far as attending it?
Oh, no. It's just, yeah, one person from the township has to go.
Okay.
That's all. And there's different ways to attend, too. So like the lunches are just one of the things you can do. There's things down in Columbus that it actually can count for like 2 days if you do like a full day thing. So there's different ways to do this, but the lunches for the township seem to be the most practical.
Okay.
But yeah, so there's different ways to get the discount, but so for this year, I don't think it's practical. You know, it's just, not gonna make a difference, you know.
And if any of the topics come up, we're still welcome to go. We just pay a little more per visit, if I recall right.
Yeah, do we get a discount if you buy so many, or is it just, I thought it was just the 16 per?
I think it's just the 16.
Yeah, I think you pay the annual.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I wouldn't do it at this point. But like I said, we'll look next year, you know. Now, something on the workers' comp, though, since we're talking about it, we had an audit from workers' comp, and we got a refund from both last year and then a estimated refund for this year. We're always a year behind, so this sounds a little weird, but the way they asked the question, and the gentleman who did our audit is getting back to me because it's a little bit, it's just not very clear. So when you go to do, they base your premium on what's called a true-up that you do in January, and that's when you put in your total payroll. And that's, so you pay your estimated premium in December, and then you go on and do your true-up, which was your complete payroll. And it says that you have to include all payroll, like every dollar paid out. However, when he came to do the audit, he said, no, you don't include your 457 plan, which is deferred comp, or your pre-tax health insurance. So I called him and asked him, so that's what we're getting the credit based on,
okay,
because we had overpaid like by $60,000. And so I had asked him, like, where do you find that? Because when the state comes in, I need to know how to tell
sure.
them where that's
from.
A big discrepancy, in my opinion, you know.
Yeah.
It amounted to about $780, you know, credit back. So it's not a huge difference to me.
Right.
But so he said that he's been asked that question several times, and he doesn't exactly know where to find that either, you know. So before I do the next trip, I would want to know set in stone that I'm doing the right thing. So he's looking that up. But at least we're getting, you know, we're getting the, I think it actually just came in. So, yeah. So that's good news, you know, a little bit of money back. So,
thank you.
So, yeah. So, like I said, though, we should keep our eye on this, and then next year have the discussion again and see if it'll make it.
Real quick on that, too, since it's lunches, where are the lunches held at?
I think they're different places, right? Maybe you should wait in the country.
Oh, so something close. Yeah. Nothing like we got to go across.
Correct.
Yeah.
No, it's somewhere in the area.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's good. It makes it easier.
Person allowed to go?
Yeah.
Oh, you can send more than one person, but I don't know that you get credit.
I used to go, you know, if Celia could go, I'd go, which never really made sense for Celia to go. It was safety stuff that
right.
more would benefit me or, you know, the police chief or somebody like that.
Right,
you
right,
know,
right.
So we went. They have been informational, you know, in the past.
Yeah, I'm not saying, like, you know, if we think
it's
as a
good thing to have training.
As a township, that the safety part of it would be.
Yeah, we can go even if we're not part of the
are you
the discount
like,
plan.
More than one person go into the thing is what you're asking.
That's what I'm
yeah, I would say, I mean, if you're thinking about doing it, then you might as well, I mean, you're going to pay for the tickets anyway, so you might as well do it. You know, I mean, we might as well get the discount then. I mean, you know, you're not.
All right, well,
doesn't hurt to, you know.
It'd be nice if they bring this back up in December or whatever, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm saying if you're thinking.
Just once
we got to sign up pretty soon.
No, they're like, they're monthly, and you have to attend at least 10 of them.
Oh, okay, I saw the thing, I read it, but I didn't understand what
guys. You're allowed to be absent twice. But you always have a
but different people can go. It
right.
doesn't have to be. But when Bruce
I think
asked,
Bruce was asking us two people at the same time.
Yeah, but
go.
I don't know that you get credit for it. Two people.
No, they're not even credit.
I don't think you're going to get credit. Where the township would cover that.
Oh yeah.
That's
it's
all.
It's a training. It's you know.
Right.
Yeah.
It's about tree trimming or
that's,
you know whatever.
Right.
It's
we're not going to get. So
right.
Different trainings will be make sense for different people.
You just need to figure out what the training is that day.
So back to you know if we're going to encourage it. Then
when is this due by?
Forms, it's coming up, July 8th, is that?
The end of July.
End of July.
Yes.
So is that a form that you guys can put together? Is it something we got to do? How does that work?
It's online. You just just.
Well, would I move that we go ahead and get signed up for this with the understanding that we'll have the interest to go to the program, to the various programs anyway?
Second.
So moved.
Second.
I agree. Discussion on that, I would agree, and then we can just pick the right people and go from there. So can I get a roll call?
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Usually only like an hour, hour and a half at the most. It's not that long.
And Nick, I think, if I remember, because I know we didn't do it last year, but I believe they will let you pay by the tickets on township, on the credit card?
Yes.
So if that's still the case, do that.
Okay.
And that way we won't have to worry about getting the check cut to them before the next meeting, but if not, let me know, and then we'll put it in for that next round of accounts payable. Awesome, thanks.
All right, next thing on the list is the ARPA spending long-term plan discussion.
I asked for this. I didn't know, there was, I don't know if the board got an email from Chief Minnick, and since he's not here tonight, I think that that's why we're not discussing it. I don't know if you guys had a chance to review that email.
I saw an email, but I was hoping that he'd be able to be part of the discussion.
Yeah, I'd like, yeah, because I have a couple of questions about some of that stuff, but regardless of that, there's just, and I know we had discussed this last year a little bit, but so with the, you know, the COVID money, and now they're calling it the ARPA, but, you know, essentially, I'm just going to talk about it like it's all the same thing, but, you know, a lot of that had gone to police, you know, last year, and a good portion of it so far that we've spent this year has as well. So, you know, police had started off this year better than they ever have, at least since I've been here. That's going to kick, you know, the idea of having to put a levy on down the road quite a bit, you know, like a couple of years at least. But it is still something that we have to talk about, sustainability as far as with bringing in
the
officers. Well, a levy or what we're going to do, because
the ARPA's going to dry up.
Yeah. I mean, this money's only going to take us so far, you know, and I mean, that's another thing we just do have to think about. Like, you know, things are coming up with the ARPA funds, but, you know, I think we have to, what, till 2024, I think, to actually commit the funds, so.
At least there, yeah.
Yeah, so I think 2026 to spend them, but.
There you go, okay, 2024 to commit, 2026.
To be fully committed, yeah. So just again, to keep that in mind, I mean, it sounds like a long time, but things just fly by, you know, so. So that's just something, again, to keep in mind. But for, you know, with the other departments, I'm not so much concerned. It's just that, you know, the police, they run through money fairly quickly, mm-hmm. you know, and I know we've talked about this before, but with bringing in new people, we just have to make sure that's sustainable for long term.
Right.
You know, so.
Right. Just to follow, if I might add on, the conversation has always been, once we get the PD to the committed status where we have two full-time people all the time on the road, that's where we were headed. And we knew that the budget existing was not capable of handling it.
Right.
So while in the short term we were going to subsidize that once we knew where we had to be, then it would give us an idea what kind of levy we were going to need.
Right.
And it was their obligation to literally win the township over, which I think they've been doing a fantastic job with, but there was never going to be enough money in the budget before to accomplish the goals to just even have a safe department. So I think, to your point, literal, you know, we do need to be considering what kind of levy that'll be and when that's going to play in.
Right.
Because there's other places that are going to need some of that ARPS money.
Correct.
I mean, there's underground utilities, there's stormwater things that it's available for,
yes.
That we, you know, we're really, it's about serving the community.
Right.
We want to make sure that we spread that out.
Yes.
This building over here could be a part of it, but, and it'll dry up soon enough.
Correct.
So I agree, it's something we have to be cognizant of, but that time will come.
Well, the timing's going to be very, very tricky. I agree with you, but what I'd like to do, I'd like to see a budget, much more for the police, one for the fire, one, I'd like to see three separate budgets,
mm-hmm.
okay? And not, well, I'd like to see something because that way you can track and you can say, and I'm not saying still not have a small safety service levy or something, but that way you can track and you can say, okay, the police get $10. They spent $10.50. Why'd you spend over? Instead of just sliding things around in this bucket where nobody, the township doesn't really understand where the monies go or where they're at. And I'd rather see something closer to that for the police. I'll just for now say the police. We have to be very cautious and cognizant of when we put it on, because I'm fully convinced we will be going into a recession, and it's going to be much harder to convince people in a recession that you should put something on some kind of a levy. I'm not saying not to put it on, but it's just going to be a much tougher sell, if we're in a recession. So
I understand that. And again, like, listen, we're all residents. You know, most of us probably don't want to see our tax dollars go up, you know, more and
right.
more and more. But just so you know, I mean, safety service levies tend to pass much easier than police.
And as long as you show that you have the equal rewards for what we're asking
right.
them, you know,
and quite frankly, I mean, it's our jobs to educate the public, you know, so
right.
it's not like, I mean, splitting it up over, you know, three separate accounts, that's great and all, but I mean, we can do that. Like, I mean, that's what these line items are for. And I mean, that's, you know, we can break it down and show people what we're doing with the funds. I mean, that's, you know, that we, right now we want to leave the police levy alone. Because we're getting the homestead rule back. We touch that and we're going to lose that. And
well,
that's
we can always keep that and then just add a different one. You know, you don't have to get rid of that one.
Right, right. That's what I'm saying. But we don't want it, right. We don't want to touch that current levy. So I just wanted to make the point that, because I don't think a lot of the public's even aware, like, especially with that first round of COVID, you know, the CARES Act money that we got. I think out of the four, I think it was $446,000, something like that. And I would say a good 90% of that went to police salaries. When they made that, you know, when they changed the rules on that, we were able to supplement. So, I mean, that, you know, that helped considerably, you know, but I mean, that's a huge,
I agree.
That, again, that's not happening again. And I don't foresee us getting any more money after this. So,
From the CARES,
they just announced 2 or 3 weeks ago that, oh, by the way, they just released another $300 billion of this stuff that's trillion that's still sitting there. So the government is just, you think it's all released, and then
that's
been sitting there. So I don't know. That's,
okay. Yeah, well,
that's what the financial people are saying.
I haven't heard anything, and. I mean, maybe, but I don't, yeah, let's just, I'm saying.
I'm not counting on it, but,
yeah.
You know, it was interesting to hear that.
But, so just something to keep in mind, because, you know, I don't want us to get, again, it's never, you don't want to get to a point where you're like, okay, how, now?
Oh, I don't want to rely on it. No, I'm not,
that's
not
something
all.
That hopefully,
I don't want to rely on it. I'm just,
we'll be able to have that conversation, too, at the end of the year. Where are we at?
Yeah.
You know, we started light compared to what we're going to end, but you'll be able to give us an idea, okay, here's our running. You know, and give us a forecast of what we're going to need versus what we have.
We should have a much better idea.
Yeah.
All right, is that it, Beth?
Yes, that's it.
All right, so at this time, I'd like to make a motion to go into our public comment.
Second.
Can I get a roll call?
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
All right, so now's our time for public, so we start with Sandra.
Sandra Billick, 3414 Hamlin Road. The first thing I'd like to bring up is about the bike path. I don't know if the trustees are aware, but when the comprehensive plan was updated, that was a major topic of discussion, that bike path on 18. There were several people that were very insistent, you know, to make that happen. I don't know where those people are today, but I totally understand the trustees' concerns about maintaining it. And I think it's very wise to look at all the avenues, you know, approach the businesses there, see what they're willing to do, see what the state's willing to do. But I just didn't know if you were all aware that was a big topic of discussion when the comprehensive plan was updated.
And are you saying a big topic of discussion and being a positive, like people wanted?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Even the surveys, you know, that were sent out. But there were a couple people, and Alice might even remember, I think somebody was even on the board of zoning. Maybe that was him. He was very adamant about it.
He was more concerned about the quality for the bike riders. Certain,
right.
You know, they didn't think concrete was good or they didn't
right.
like that. I mean, it was a huge
yeah, it was.
Discussion.
It was huge.
But during all that discussion, if you remember, the township never wanted to pay to maintain that
right.
because we weren't asking for it per se. It was a county type thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the it's going, as I said earlier, in the road right away, which we don't own.
Right.
And even on that side, I mean, other than, you know, like First Baptist Church, I mean, even Elaine was telling me over at Summit Healthcare, I mean, it's literally the sign is on our property, but nothing
right.
else, you know what
in
I mean?
In Mueller's, we got the sign. The rest of it's Mount Pleasant.
Exactly, right. So here we are taking care of all this property over there just because we got a couple building signs.
Right.
You know?
So. But I just didn't know if
no, I appreciate
no, and again,
that.
I agree. I mean, sometimes people are more vocal. You know, you got 10,000 residents and you got three vocal ones,
right.
you know, it's like, what are you trying to do? But we're just trying to do what's right. We don't want to have this be a burden.
Right.
And again, depending on what it's made out of, if you're going with concrete or asphalt, and you know, it's just how much time is it going to take from
right.
our, you know, we only have four full-time people on that
right.
service department, so.
Well, I won't be using it, I can tell you that, but I can see that
and most likely, yeah.
I can see it would be a benefit for
yeah.
some people. the other thing I wanted to bring up was about the fireworks. I know I brought this up at the last meeting. The list of cities is growing every day that are passing ordinances, you know, not allowing the fireworks. And the reason for it is because you get, you know, a city where you have clustered homes, you get a dry night, windy, people are drinking, doing drugs, people are not responsible, and it sets up a scenario really actually for a disaster. I mean, literally, you know, a whole city could burn down in a scenario like that. And I think that's why you're seeing cities passing the ordinances, but they're doing it more on the noise angle, I believe. I haven't looked into all of the cities, you know, but there was a thing on the news the other night about it, and I believe they're doing it on the noise angle. But to be honest and truthful with you, I mean, I think you know an ordinance has a lot more teeth than a resolution does from a township. I'm not even sure if, honestly, you could legally pass a resolution and say we're not, unless you're the type of township that has home rule. And we're not. You know, we're not that type of a township. So I just wanted to bring that up. And also, too, I just wanted to caution, you know, Trustee Christopher made the comment about, well, maybe we could send the police out, they'll just say they went, but they're not really going. I don't think that's really a good attitude to have. I think that might set the township up for a liability. Case in point, I have a neighbor on my street who's a big offender of the fireworks. He has a very small yard. He obviously doesn't want to shoot the fireworks back in his woods because he's afraid he's going to catch his woods on fire. So he shoots them across the road. Now, how smart is that if somebody's coming down the street? There's all kinds of things to be considered, but, you know, I really don't think our police officers are that busy that they can't, you know, handle a call about fireworks. Yes, I understand if something else big happens, you drop the firework call, you go there. But I think if somebody is concerned about a firework call, you know, you've got children with autism, you've got, you know, former service people who have PTSD, you've got mothers who are trying to get their kids to bed. You know, there's all kinds of, and the fire concern. I mean, so there's all kinds of concerns with the fireworks. That's it for that. I just wanted to make sure, you probably know that Kimball is not picking up the recyclables now until September. If you weren't aware, I'm letting you know that. So the recyclable thing by the ball fields, is that something that the township pays for? Do you pay to have that picked up?
I don't believe so.
No.
No.
Okay. So who does pay for that?
The county.
The county, okay. So because it's, you know, I know we've added bins, but from now until September, there's probably going to be, because I know we're going to be taking our recyclables up, my neighbor's going to be taking their recyclables up, so I just thought I'd let you be aware of that. And as far as the levy, maybe you haven't considered this, but I can understand the concern of putting the levy on, but you know, the real estate taxes are going to go up a lot very soon here. And I know Auditor Kovac is already trying to quell the, you know, dissatisfaction of citizens, you know, in the county. Oh, it's not going to be that bad, but no, it is going to be bad. You know what I mean? But that's going to be more tax dollars coming to the township that potentially can be used for. So, you know, with, you know, August, people are going to get reassessed. They're going to get their new tax bills. People are going to be flipping out. Seriously, people are going to be flipping out. And so the timing for a levy, you might want to factor that in there. Maybe do some kind of analysis on how much more money, maybe Jim can do that for you. You know, I'll see if he's willing to do that. How much more money, you potentially would be getting from, you know, the raise in the real estate taxes. It might be enough to cover what you need. That's, so I just thought I'd bring that up. That's it. Thanks. Okay.
Thank you.
Carol Farron. I'm here about the fireworks also, and I am not against fireworks, and I want you to know that, but I have one of those repeat offenders in my neighborhood that I've been listening to for 3 years now, and I don't really think he cares that the police come out, because he keeps doing it. And you're talking about the big, loud things that shake your house? I got the same thing. And, you know, I don't know what the answer is to stop it, because obviously he really doesn't care that the police come out. But, you know, this whole thing that they came out with, I guess my question is, not that I want you to ban fireworks, but, you know, if you read the law, so July 4th holiday, you can do it the 3rd, 4th, and the 5th, and you can do it the weekend before. So are we going to listen to fireworks for 5 days? Because that's what it sounds like to me, which I think is crazy. Memorial Day weekend, why is anybody shooting fireworks off to celebrate Memorial Day? I think that's very disrespectful. I just think that maybe you should consider adjusting the days and so forth of shooting them off. And on the other side of this whole thing, you know you're going to have more police calls, EMS, and fire calls. Because if it's dry outside, you think it's going to stop people from shooting fireworks off? It's not.
Oh, no.
It's not. So, you know, you're going to have more fireworks calls one way or the other.
And I agree with you. What I'm talking about is, you know, making up a number. Let's say 1,000 people are shooting off fireworks. And so all the neighbors call. Now you got police running all over, but there's five important ones because there's a fire or somebody got.
And I get that, but don't you think they're going to go to that more important one first?
Well, yes, they certainly will. But if they're being distracted all over, and I'll just say right now, because we mentioned it in earlier meetings, I don't know what the number is for last month. But we already respond to about 1,000 incidents a month, the police department.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
going to go
that,
up
oh,
on
no,
all
I,
these
I don't
days
disagree.
That you're going to have fireworks.
I don't disagree.
And then that is going to, in turn, going to cost us more for our services. So then in that, you're going to come back to us and say, we need more money to pay for fire or EMS or police.
Well,
I mean, am I wrong?
Well, can I touch base? Just
go ahead.
As far as our police, I don't believe our costs will go up. I believe the services will be redirected because our goal is to have two people on every shift,
right,
24/7. So that's the goal. We're not going to have three people because people are shooting fireworks.
No, I'm not talking about shooting fireworks. I'm
right.
Talking about if there's a fire, if there's somebody blowing their hands off, you know, don't you send police for that?
There will be, but there's only so many, so they'll be redirected is what I'm saying. If somebody has an incident of severity, that'll get the attention as opposed to something not. fire department's coming to us with additions unrelated to fireworks whatsoever, in order to try to increase the coverage. So that's been in the works since before I got up.
And I get that, I get that.
But there's consequential expenses, period, for the harm that's done when something bad happens. And so that's.
And those will go up.
Though, that's well noted, you're right.
I just wish that you could at least limit it.
Well, I would like to.
Then.
Interject, I would like to be able to give somebody a ticket. I mean, like this person here, we know he's, A, he's shooting them off on days you're not allowed. B, they're shooting them off at all hours.
Yep.
C, they can almost be military grade sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
And that's like, where do you draw the line? I mean, you know, for stuff like that. And that's, you know, I love fireworks too, but again, it's just the constant barrage is where I would
How about we invite Mike Lyons to visit us at the next meeting and let him have some time? It's not a discussion we haven't had. For the obvious, you know, purposes, let's revisit it. It's much like people shooting, you know, in their backyards.
Yep.
It's a discussion that is really a difficult one, especially as a township, because we can't do ordinances.
But that is legal, though.
So, to what? To shoot?
To shooting.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
Whereas
but
fireworks are illegal half the time.
It's legal, but it's also, you know, if you're breaking the decibel levels or you're shooting it at night, there's all kinds of stuff that's illegal about what's going on, but in order to enforce it, it's really challenging.
Right.
So, I mean, those conversations are good conversations. And I've gone trying, you know, I'll use research lightly because I don't believe the internet's the way to research anything, but I've gone on the internet to try to find out what other townships in Ohio do. And I haven't found an easy button yet, but there's got to be ways to apply it, but it's challenging. I think Mike's the best way to start.
Well, and also, like a lot of these ordinances, because I watch the stuff on the news and everything too, is like the people who are banning the fireworks on it, they're all cities.
Yeah.
You know, once you hit that rural township thing, then there's a whole nother level of.
But do you think we're rural?
Yeah, we're rural out here, but we do have city things too.
I live on an acre of land, and I've got a house probably 100 feet behind me. I mean.
I understand. That's what I say. There's certain areas that are not, you know, so that's, you know, we've also always commented in the township of, you know, if you are going to do certain ordinances, you know, almost separating the, you know, the classifications of where you're located at and how many acres you're at and stuff like that. It's a complicated thing because we're a mixing pot of all kinds of people. So, but I would definitely think that you would, you know, for certain things, have a certain amount of property to do it. Like, I would not recommend you shooting in your backyard.
I wouldn't, but that doesn't mean my neighbors are not going to do it.
Right, and that's what I understand, you know. But yeah, it's a tricky thing, and we're trying, you know. It's just, you know, I would love to be able to give tickets to people when it's black and white. Like, hey, you just shut off a firework. It's not the right day, you know.
Mike and I will be talking about this other scenario as far as some situations at the township this week anyway. So I'll invite him to the meeting and hopefully ask him to do some due diligence or someone in his team. Because the county, I'm sure it's not the first time they've been asked about it.
Oh, I know there's other trustees and other townships in the county that have discussed this that we've talked to.
Right.
And
they struggle.
Well, we've
had
at our trustees meeting for the whole entire county, you know, we had this discussion and everything, and we were waiting to get back. I actually touched base with Terry Grice yesterday. Of course, he's on his family vacation up in New York, so I apologized, and he's aware of it too. And again, with him being the sheriff, he's responsible for the whole entire county. That's why we're trying to kind of get some type of consensus with all the townships and stuff, because, you know, probably 85% of this county is all townships and villages. So once we get that, you know, I have no issues in making it fair.
He was really wanting to get it consistent among the townships for all the right reasons. But
are you guys able to, you know, even adjust the dates? Do you have the authority, or does it have to go by the sheriff? How does that work?
I don't believe we have the ability to adjust dates. I don't believe we have the ability to make it illegal. I think the only thing we can do is to
Well, we've been talking for years about even like noise ordinances. Where
we could utilize noise ordinances,
but we haven't
not
been
ordinances,
able to do that
but
yet. Yeah.
And that's
a
only if
it's, or,
if
yeah.
it's disturbing
we
the peace type of thing.
We might be able to do something time-wise, though. I'm thinking of that. We might be able to say something.
Well, let's see. Let's give him some time and tell him some of these points that we're trying to do, some accomplishments.
I just can't imagine what July 4th weekend is going to be like in my neighborhood.
Yeah, it's good.
I mean, I know what it's been like the last 3 years. Now that it's legal and we've got this big store over here on 18, I can't imagine what it's going to be like.
Yeah, convenient, isn't it?
I can't imagine.
Well, we appreciate you coming in.
Absolutely.
Anybody else have public comment? Going once? Going twice? All right, I'll make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
You get a roll call?
Johnson?
Aye.
Eastwood?
Aye.
Christopher?
Aye.
All right, is there anything else in front of the board?
Just one thing real quick.
Yes.
Just about the tax budget meeting. I'm going to reach out to Kristen next week. Just to confirm, like property taxes, you know, I usually do that with Mary Beth, you know, just to kind of see what they adjusted anyways, but just to kind of give us an idea so that when we're plugging in numbers. But again, just to remind everyone, if you could just talk to your department heads if they're not going to be here, or just to get an idea, you know, so that we to kind of keep it moving, have an idea of, remember, we're just looking for other sources of income.
Right.
You know, and then any major expenditures that are above and beyond the norm. So that's what we're looking to plug in. So we can get that, keep that meeting moving. We'll all be happy.
So agreed.
That's all I have. Thank you.
So at this time, I'd like to make a motion to adjourn our meeting.
Second.
Can I get a roll call?
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Okay, the time is now 8:22. I call the meeting.
I'm going to